I do consider Banking Black a movement. It is a way of recognizing the power that we may not recognize that we have. My name is Tiara Carter. I'm born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm currently working as a nurse. I used to bank at SunTrust, so I'm moving my account from SunTrust to Citizens Trust Bank. I drove from Kennesaw to Atlanta to open up this account to support. Currently, you know, there's protesting going on, which is great, you know, a form of expression, but I think it's really important that we actually make moves that actually make a difference, and this is one of them. My mom taught me growing up, you always do something for a reason. And recently, and I really can't think of the guy's name that I saw on the internet, and he was talking about the money that we put in our churches actually go to white banks. But if I go to those banks to apply for a loan, then I'm often denied. And that kind of resonated in me, and it already supported the idea that I wanted to give back and support Black-owned businesses. Everybody has their own motivation, and I was already motivated. And to see others motivated, it kind of gave me the will to drive 50 plus miles, you know, to open up the account. I'm not opening an account at a Black-owned bank because I'm Black, or because I'm Black and they're Black that they will, you know, make shortcuts or look out for me. And opening this account at a Black-owned bank is me supporting entrepreneurship of our community. That's my main goal. And I think it has a lot to do with educating ourselves. And that's very, very important. Again, to see where the money goes and see the effect that our money has. We have power. And I did not always recognize it. And it goes back to the Black Lives Matter movement. We shouldn't have to say it. A lot of people think, well, all lives matter. And it's like, yes, it does. But when we are targeted and we're dealing with issues as people of color, we have to be specific. And we have to call people out. And it's time to call people of color out for us to educate ourselves and realize the power that we have. And this is a monumental movement for us. Our money goes a long way. And it touches a lot of areas that we do not realize. So I think once we control our money and educate ourselves about our money and the effects and where it's going, we will be better as a unity. What I hope will happen now by putting my money in this bank is to be an everlasting statement. Not just we're all mad and upset of what is taking place right now. As my dad, the decisions you make will forever affect your life. And this is one of those decisions that is going to affect my life, my children, and my children's children.